Message number 504. Virgin Mary, failure to proclaim the truth of my son's teachings means that God is being forgotten. Tuesday, July 31, 2012 at 06:10 p.m. My child, the persecution you are enduring is because of the publication of the Book of Truth. The evil one is placing obstacles along your path and will stop at nothing to wear you down. It is important to ignore the constant wicked lies with which you are being presented by those who claim to be knowledgeable about the Word of God. Their dismissal of these messages is not important. Only the Word of my Son is what you must respond to and nothing else. You must trust in my Son and remain silent when those blinded by lies who try to engage with you to trip you up. Do not listen. Do not respond. Instead, simply proclaim the Word of God. My child, so many followers of Christ are suffering at this time. Their voices are but whispers in a world which shouts about the glory of earthly wonders. The true Word of God is no longer declared openly even by servants of God in the church. Embarrassed to be seen to openly declare the truth, they wander hopelessly trying to find their way amongst the confusion caused by secularism. The offense which is caused when God or my beloved Son Jesus Christ are mentioned is widespread. Very few souls are brave enough to stand up and declare themselves soldiers of Christ. Even holy souls are frightened to do this for fear of causing outrage amongst the heathen. Failure to proclaim the truth of my son's teachings means that God is being forgotten. How I weep when I see poor little children who are being ignored by their guardians in the development of their souls. They lack the nourishment of the Holy Spirit because they are not taught how to profess their love for God. Many do not believe in God the Father. This saddens him. You, my child, have been given a difficult task. When you declare to the world the contents of these messages from heaven, you are attacked from three sources: by those who believe in God but who refuse to listen to the Word of God as it is being given to the world now; by those who profess to be leaders in my son's church on earth who refuse to listen because they do not accept prophecy; and then by those who do not believe in God at all. Your voice will continue to fall on deaf ears, but you must not let this discourage you. All you have to do is to obey my son in all things and leave everything in his holy hands. In time they will listen. When they do, many souls will turn to my son with love and joy in their hearts. You must never falter or delay in your response to my son's request to ensure that everyone in the world is given the Word of God at this time. I ask all of God's children to respond to my call to pay allegiance to my son's holy word now. He loves all of God's children and wishes to prepare every soul for his long-awaited second coming. Do not deny him. Accept his hand of mercy before it is too late. Your loving mother, Queen of the Earth, Mother of Salvation.